Coming up in 20 minutes, Kim Whitley and also our girl Sherry Shepherd will be our special guest to promote Two Funny Mamas. That is their podcast. We cannot wait to talk to Kim and Sherry. It's been a minute. But first, in trending music news, we all love the Versus battles, of course. And this past Saturday night, it was Escape versus SWV. SWV, what did you think, Carla?
Well, I got a chance. I saw some of it. I didn't get a chance, Shirley, to see the entire battle. But you know we love us some Versus battles on this morning show.
I thought
show.
The ladies looked beautiful, first
yes,
of all.
They did.
Right?
Didn't yes, they, look they did. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was Escape versus SWV. I mean, R&B music, ladies of the 90s.
Yes.
You know, back when these girls were really, really singing, I don't know if you could call it a battle. Because they were truly fans of each other's music.
Each other.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So but you know, the whole Versus thing, I'm not, ahead, I don't, I see.
You struggle with the battle part of it too.
Yeah,
right?
It's hard for R&B people to do that. It's not rap. Rap have always had battle raps and you know, things like that. R&B is not that
they
way.
They work together. It's, they all go on the same show. Yeah, you're right.
All you know,
show
it's
full of all of them. Right.
It's these songs is about love and
can't be.
So
you know, kind of hard to
can't
be upset over love.
Yeah,
I'm finna kick your ass with my love song.
One more time, Steve.
I'm finna kick your ass with my love song. Adore. I'd be damned if you adore me more than I wanna pull up to the bumper, baby.
You're so crazy, Steve. But it was really, really cool.
Yeah, you know, it's just not.
Go ahead.
That's why I don't. And you know what? So many young people consider it a battle. You know, like, you can't, Earth, Wind & Fire can't really battle
the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
They've been on tour 15 times.
Together.
Right. Together.
Yeah. Right.
It's a celebration. Let's call it.
It is. And the culture wins every time.
Every time.
It's the classic heritage iconic groups, like you said, Steve, Earth, Wind & Fire or the Isley Brothers, or women from the 90s R&B from, you know,
Gladys
our
and
era.
And some of the millennials find out where the music really came from. Some of their rappers wrote some of that music, but you find out where it really came from.
That's right.
They're surprised to hear that a lot.
Well, and then what was so cool about it, you saw right here, Human Nature Remix, which, you know, for our era, they sampled Michael Jackson, you know, when SWV did that, Weak and Understanding, all of these songs that we love from both groups. And then their children came on the stage and celebrated Mother's Day with them, because these women have been singing R&B for over 30 years in the business. So it was really, really cool. And Candy, you know, she's a huge songwriter. So she performed No Scrubs. She wrote that for TLC. Bills, Destiny's Child. So she performed her songs. So it was just big. Like I said, I never pick a winner. I think the culture wins every time.
Every
so
time.
I think it's just a, it's just so dope how we're just spotlighting the music. So shout out to the ladies, Escape SWV.
Yeah, you're right, Carla. I think you hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. Just they love each other. We all love them. There's no battle here. It's all love. It's all celebration for sure. And again, the ladies looked amazing. They looked really beautiful.
They were beautiful. And they're black and rocking it.
All right, Steve, time now for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, and good Monday morning, everyone. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, the White House has declared a state of emergency for several states this morning because of a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which supplies about 45% of the fuel to those states. Authorities say it appears to have been an extortion plot by an Eastern European community, and they're still checking because they say it also seems to have some ties with some Russian hackers. A federal grand jury in Minnesota has indicted Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis cops for violating the late George Floyd's constitutional rights. These new charges come nearly 3 weeks after a jury found Chauvin guilty of murder and manslaughter, and attorney Benjamin Crump says legally this should be no surprise.
It was very evident the first time you watched that video that they had violated the constitutional right of George Floyd, because at the very basis of our Constitution is the promise of constitutional rights to life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness.
In this new case, Tu Tao and J. Alexander King accused of not stopping Chauvin from kneeling on George Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes, and with the fourth cop, Thomas Lane, who apparently had his knee on George Floyd's back, they faced charges of willfully failing to provide medical assistance for Mr. Floyd as he cried and gasped for breath. The three officers go on trial on their own charges in August. The video of George Floyd's murder, of course, sparked not just a national but an international movement against police brutality. The latest jobless numbers were rather disappointing. Apparently, the Labor Department says the economy gained some 266,000 jobs in April, far fewer than March. Republicans have been suggesting that a lot of people simply don't want to apply for jobs because of the extra money they've been getting in jobless benefits. However, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says that's not the case.
People are still telling us the number one reason they're not going back to work is fear due to the virus. And more people were looking for work last month than the month before.
Sadly, singer-songwriter Lloyd Price has died. Lloyd Price, an early rock and roll star, died due to complications of diabetes at a nursing home care, a long-term care facility actually in upstate New York. He had his own club in the Broadway Theater District back in the day called Lloyd Price's Turntable. And his biggest hits included Laudie, Miss Claudie, Stagger Lee, and this one. In fact, his nickname was Mr. Personality. Lloyd Price was 88. Meanwhile, this weekend's box office leader was action star Jason Statham's newest.
Any idea how dangerous this job can be?
Anyway, it's called The Wrath of Man. I love me some Jason Statham. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.